AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Poland's prime minister is pushing Germany for permission to send German-built Leopard tanks to Ukraine. Poland needs Berlin's consent to send them to a non-NATO country. On the battlefield, Russian and Ukrainian forces have been deadlocked, but shelling continues.
The Kharkiv region's governor says Russian forces have shelled several towns and villages in northeastern Ukraine, killing a 67-year-old woman and leaving another resident wounded. Neither side, however, shows signs of backing down as the war heads for a second year. The Kremlin appears to be keeping its options open on mobilizing more soldiers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Investigators trying to find the motive behind the weekend massacre at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California. 11 killed, the suspected shooter taking his own life. Four more members of the Oath Keepers have been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the January 6, 2021 storming of the U.S. Capitol.
This verdict is against Joseph Hackett, Roberto Menuda, David Morchel, and Edward Vallejo. It's another major victory for the Justice Department, which also is trying to secure sedition convictions against a former leader of the Proud Boys and four associates. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk's testimony continued today in a class action lawsuit filed by Tesla investors. Norman Hall has details.
Angry Tesla investors who lost money filed a class action lawsuit against Musk, saying they were misled by a 2018 tweet saying he had locked up financing to take Tesla private. Musk told jurors Monday that he felt that financing was secured due to his ownership of SpaceX stock alone. The presiding judge ruled even before Musk took the stand last week that two Musk tweets about financing should be considered false.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. The Dow up 1.2%, the S&P 2%, and the Nasdaq 1.3%. This is AP News. Buckingham Palace is planning a week of community events and volunteerism to mark the coronation of King Charles III. Ed Donahue has more.
The schedule has been released for the three-day coronation weekend, which will begin with the crowning of Charles May 6th.
He's a very sensitive person, and he's very aware of the significance of the coronation ceremony. And so I think it'll be an extraordinary moment for him.
Historian Hugo Vickers says the royal family wants to show it still has a role in a nation struggling to deal with a cost-of-living crisis. Royal historian Dr. Tessa Dunlop hopes all the king's family will be there for the coronation, including Harry and Meghan.
But also I think the optics internationally mean that it's important there is a form of reconciliation.
The day after the coronation, Buckingham Palace is inviting people around the country to take part in the Big Help Out, encouraging them to volunteer in their own communities. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.